The show is live and local. It's your connection to local music and more. There's a lot of stuff going on this weekend, and I'm sure a lot of it I don't know about. So I'll just say in advance that I'll be doing a calendar later, and I'd like to know about events you have, either with an organization you're involved with or that you happen to know about, that we can put onto our calendar and also feature on our show, either with interviews or perhaps a live performance. And if you're in the sound of my voice, if you're hearing my voice, that means that we cover your area and would like to know about events there. Write to me at Will Calendar. It's W-I-L-L calendar at illinois.edu. And the show today will include conversation with the bassoon soloist for a funky piece by Michael Daugherty called Dead Elvis, which will be featured on a concert by the Prairie Ensemble Sunday evening at the Canopy Club, which is a nightclub in Urbana. That starts at 6:30. And we'll also be previewing some other concerts in the area, including one by the University of Illinois Symphony Orchestra and Kevin Hart's Vibe Tribe. They're playing at the Iron Post in Urbana Saturday night. And we'll see what else we can cover out of our library here. That's their show today, and hope you'll look forward to it. I certainly am. And here's one of the pieces that will be on that concert by the Prairie Ensemble Sunday night. Those were two pieces by Scott Joplin from what's called the Red Back Book. And first we heard the Sunflower Slow Drag. A drag was, well, it was a type of dance that you sort of dragged your partner around, I guess. And then the Ragtime Dance, both of them played here by the New England Conservatory Ragtime Ensemble, or as it's known now, simply as the New England Ragtime Ensemble, led by Gunther Schuller. And this is actually a recording, along with one other that I have of the same group, of and that one with rags by many other people, not Scott Joplin, that inspired me as the director of an eclectic professional chamber orchestra here in Champaign-Urbana called the Prairie Ensemble to program certain pieces over the years, including two that are going to be on Sunday night's concert at the Canopy Club in Urbana. And the Sunflower Slow Drag will be one of them. It'll be towards the end of the concert. And then there's another wonderful rag that most people will not have heard called The Castle Walk by James Reese Europe, who was a pretty well-known dance band leader who got his musical start, really, in the military and then had a tragic end to his life. He got stabbed by one of his band members over some argument over money, I think, or some slight that band member felt that he'd received from Mr. Europe, and that was too bad. But we do have some really wonderful pieces of his, including The Castle Walk, not having anything to do with castles as in the buildings, but having to do with castles as in the people, a couple who were well-known dancers back in his day, and he wrote some number of dances for them. So those pieces are going to be on the concert by the Prairie Ensemble Sunday night at the Canopy Club in Urbana. And I've got with me Terry Maher, who is the principal bassoonist for the ensemble, and it's also featured in one of the, I'll let her in a little bit try to characterize this piece by Michael Daugherty. First, I want to mention something rather important here to all of us at WILL, and also, I hope, to you, our listeners. 170 million people use public media every month. You will be hearing that little fact quite a lot coming up, as there are a number of bills in Congress that are at least talked about being presented to threaten financial health of public media. Personally, for us here at WILL, we're going to have a 3-day mini drive coming up early next month, in which we hope to encourage at least 300 of our listeners to become supporters of WILL, which, of course, is your public radio station. That's going to begin February 10th, when you can call in a pledge of support or go online now, for that matter, at willpledge.org, willpledge.org. So this program by the Prairie Ensemble, Sunday night at 6:30, is a rather eclectic one, to say the least. It's the second in 2 years, two seasons, that the ensemble has done where we've had a lot of chamber pieces that most listeners haven't heard of, and that I think certainly all the listeners who were at the one we had in last season seem to really enjoy. Terry Meyer is with us. She's a bassoonist. She's going to be featured in this music by Dead Elvis. But I'm trying to remember, did you play that concert with us last time?
I played Histoire de Soldat.
I mean in the previous concert that we did. Oh, the L'Histoire de Soldat, right.
Yes.
That was the one we did at the Canopy Club the last time.
Right.
What was your impression of playing in this nightclub, which is the first time we did that? And did you hear anything back from people you might have known in the audience?
Well, they had a good time. They enjoyed being able to sit and drink and eat pizza
while
listening to us blow our brains out.
Yeah, on classical music, of course. Well, classical is, in reference to this concert, it's sort of a not very descriptive term, I think.
Well, classical music, what does that mean anyway? I mean, basically it means it's not rock and roll, and it's not hip-hop, and it's not the stuff you hear on, the big pop stations, and everything else is lumped in as classical, but that could be everything from Bach to the most outrageous modern music, and we fit in there someplace. It's just not rock and roll and pop.
And including, you know, you could even say old-time music shows up in quote-unquote classical. We're going to play these ragtime pieces.
They were the pop music of their day.
That's right.
They?
Well, and the piece that you're going to be featured in by Michael Dougherty called Dead Elvis, which is a piece you actually recommended to me a long time ago, and it's taken me a while to warm up to it. And I know you're a fan of Michael Dougherty's music, generally speaking. What appeals to you about Michael Dougherty? He is a contemporary composer. He teaches at the University of Michigan.
Well, he certainly has a unique look at American culture. I think it's his first CD he called American Icons, because what he does is take popular American icons like Elvis and Barbie dolls and Liberace and things like that, and then he writes music that is either a parody of that entity or a parody of its music. It's not PDQ Bach. It's a much different kind of parody.
Well, PDQ Bach, you know, just goes for sort of slapstick laughs.
Yeah, and there are a lot of, you know, funny but obvious musical jokes. That's not Dougherty. He is actually skewering the icon, so to speak. It's really musical comments on Elvis as a, you know, our preoccupation with, is Elvis alive? Is Elvis really dead? That's what he's skewering. And Barbie dolls, it's the whole notion of the Barbie doll as, the toy that girls play with, and they're supposed to look like this, you know, this doll that has no waist and huge bust and all that kind of stuff. So he's skewering these ideas rather than making musical fun of music like PDQ Bach does.
And he's not necessarily putting down these ideas, because he's fascinated with pop culture.
Oh, no, he's not putting them down, but his music is about the icon itself, about the object itself, not necessarily making jokes about it. It's his commentary.
But we have one here, I'm not sure I've heard this piece, so I probably shouldn't play this without hearing it, but we're going to play it anyway. It's not very long. Regarding Desi Arnaz, who was an icon some, you know, many years ago, back in the days of Lucille Ball, not only as the partner of Lucille Ball, both in life and on I Love Lucy, but also he was a band leader, if I remember right.
Of a Cuban band.
Yeah, of a Cuban band. And this comes out of, well, again, out of this whole fascination with pop culture. He comments here, Daugherty does, regarding Sing Sing J. Edgar Hoover, which was another piece of his, and Daugherty was commissioned then to write a work for a Mozart celebration. And he said, I don't know if the Mozart thing will work out. What about a piece on Desi Arnaz? And so this is what he came up with. And here's the Baltimore Symphony led by David Zinman, this piece by Michael Daugherty called Desi. That was music by Michael Daugherty called Desi. And the notes of this recording say here that the piece opened with the rhythmic motive played by the piano and horns, which was derived from a piece called The Conga Dance, which was made famous by Lucille Ball's singing bongo-playing husband from Cuba. And, of course, he was a band leader as well, best known to most of us as Lucille Ball's wife and partner on the I Love Lucy show many years ago. Baltimore Symphony Orchestra led by David Zinman, and music by Michael Daugherty is going to be on a concert Sunday night by the Prairie Ensemble in Urbana at the Canopy Club, which is a nightclub on the University of Illinois campus. Doors will open at 6 o'clock. There's a warm-up band at 6:30 called Sandunga. They've actually been on this show before, and they've been played a lot around here. They're a local, well, as it happens, Cuban band. That was a completely inadvertent connection there with this piece by Desi, called Desi. And then the ensemble itself starts playing at 7 o'clock. And a piece by Michael Daugherty called Dead Elvis is going to be on that show. Terry Meyer is the featured bassoonist in it, and I'm not going to play any of the piece because, in a way, I've given away sort of the feeling of Daugherty's music with this piece called Desi, which tends to be rather hyperkinetic most of the time, and leave it at that. But from a bassoonist's point of view, what is challenging about this piece? And there's a number of things, I think.
Well, this piece, the challenge for bassoonists is that it regularly goes up to the absolute highest note that you could possibly barely achieve, and it keeps doing that while also forcing the bassoonist to hit the very lowest note on the instrument. And
as loud as you can play it.
As loud as I can play it, which is always a touchy thing, which means you need a really special reed, and
This is something that's even esoteric to us conductors about, you know, double reed players' reeds, because you have to make them yourself.
Yes, I make them myself, and they're all different. And bassoonists know that the reeds that play the high notes the best don't necessarily play the lowest notes the best, and certainly not loud. But here I have to have one that hits them both constantly. But what makes this piece interesting, when I first heard this piece, I just sort of cracked up. Not that it's overtly funny, but there's sort of a musical shorthand that appears in a lot of music over hundreds of years. It's an old Catholic chant called Dies Irae, which means Day of Wrath. It's about Judgment Day coming, and everybody who is worthy goes to heaven, everybody else goes to hell. And it's sort of a musical shorthand for the devil. It appears in pieces about Mephistopheles. It appears in Faust. A famous one is in Berlioz's Symphonie Fantastique and the Witch's Sabbath. You know, there's Dies Irae. And so I put on a recording of Dead Elvis, and there it is.
Many times.
Many times. Like I said before, pieces that Doherty writes are not overtly funny, making fun of these cultural icons, but he is, in his parody, making commentaries on them. And his commentary here is, well, this guy is dead. There is no question.
Get over it.
And yeah, and if you don't believe it, I mean, he's going to tell you in this piece, this guy is dead. Here is Dies Irae telling you, this guy is dead. And I thought that was very funny.
And hence the name Dead Elvis. And I think we're going to leave it at that. But except to ask, I mean, you just described sort of the almost impossible task that he gives you of having to play the highest note and having to play the lowest note. And yet you wanted to play this piece.
Well, of course, I thought instead of going up to a high E, it went up to a high D sharp instead, which isn't so bad.
One little note different makes...
Yeah, one little note different. What a difference that makes. But, yeah.
You're not regretting...
Oh, this week I am.
...encouraging me to play this, right?
This week I am.
And when it's then, all over, right?
Then there's the issue of how the performer appears on stage, which I am... I was aware of in the first place.
Well, we're just going to leave that to the listener's active imagination.
Yes.
And other than just to say, imagine Elvis alive.
Yes.
Enough said. Terry Meyer, who's going to be featured in Dead Elvis of Michael Dougherty on Sunday night with the Prairie Ensemble at 6:30. And here is the opening of another piece that will be on that program called Ballet du Corps, which simply means court ballet. It's by a... late 19th, early 20th century composer named Gabriel Pierney, Frenchman. And he took old dance forms and really didn't disguise them very much. I think it'll be pretty obvious that this comes from older music. It's just for about 8-9 players and a suite of 6 pieces, all of which will be on that program. Here's the opening of it in a recording that actually inspired me to program several pieces for the Prairie Ensemble over the years, including another one on this very concert by Irving Fine called 1-2 Buckle My Shoe, which is a lot of fun. Actually, it was an advertising piece for a shoe company back in that particular day, mid-20th century. But here's the opening movement to the Ballet du Corps, court ballet of Gabriel Pierney with Chamber Music Palm Beach. From the court ballet, Ballet du Corps, by Gabriel Pierney, in a performance by the Chamber Music by Chamber Music Palm Beach, on the Clavier label, that's spelled with a K, K-L-A-V-I-E-R, a lot of wonderful recordings by that group, and a lot of other wonderful recordings on that label as well, particularly if you're fond of band music. And that's going to be on the concert Sunday night at 6:30 by the Prairie Ensemble at the Canopy Club in Urbana. And our program today here on Live and Local is made possible in part by Krannert Center for the Performing Arts, featuring the City Company's performance of the Drama Desk Award-nominated play Death and the Plowman this Saturday, January 29th at 7:30 p.m. More information about upcoming events is at krannertcenter.com. I'm Kevin Kelly, host of Live and Local, and I do happen also to be the music director of the Prairie Ensemble. And with me is Terry Meyer, who's principal bassoonist with the group, who is also going to be playing in the next two pieces I want to at least sample before we move on to preview a concert by the University of Illinois Symphony Orchestra, which is going to be happening tomorrow night. And one of those is by Stravinsky. It's his octet for wind instruments. Doesn't really get played all that often, I don't think. We played it many years ago, and I just got a new recording with the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra that I literally opened a few minutes before starting this show, and we'll sample just a little bit of that. But Terry, you're in this piece. Can't be very easy either. What appeals about this piece to wind players, do you think? I mean, I've had wind players of various types clamoring over the years to play the octet.
Well, it's a fun piece. I mean, it's... Stravinsky, some people think, you know, Stravinsky, oh my gosh, it's so modern, it's so atonal, you know, look what happened with Rite of Spring and there were riots and stuff, but that's not this piece. This piece is from the time period when he wrote things like Pulcinella, what they call neoclassical. At least in my opinion, it is. It's just a delightful little piece. I mean, there's a couple of dark little passages in it, but I almost think of it as sort of happy music. And, you know, it just makes you smile, and it's a little gem.
Well, let's hear... I'm queuing up a different movement than I was going to do. Let's just hear a little bit of the beginning of it and see if we can get a smile out of our listeners. It's the opening of the octet for, well, obviously eight wind instruments if it's an octet, a couple of bassoons, a flute, a clarinet, two trumpets, and two trombones. And it's the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra here on Live and Local. I have to agree with you, Terry. I hope our listeners do as well, that it's a very lighthearted piece. The second movement, you know, gets a little darker now and then. It goes sort of back and forth between sort of dark brass-dominated sounds and then these lighthearted other kinds of dancey sort of things. And I think the end is just beautiful. It's the Octet for Winds by Stravinsky. And we heard members of the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra here on Live and Local, and you can hear members of the Prairie Ensemble Sunday night at the Canopy Club in Urbana, starting at, well, the doors open at 6 o'clock. The local Cuban band, Sandunga, starts at 6:30, and then the Prairie Ensemble begins at 7 o'clock. And the Canopy Club has the advantage of having a bar available, and people can grab a drink and enjoy that during the show. And there'll be an intermission, and you can go grab another one, enjoy the rest of the show, and even order some pizza as well to eat during the concert, which doesn't happen at every classical music concert, let me tell you. Our broadcast here on Live and Local is made possible with support from these business partners: Busey Bank, Unitarian Universalist Church Urbana, Kirby Foods Champagne, A-Plus Farms Limited to Pine Village. These business partners join the Friends of WILL in making great programs possible, and we thank you very much for your support. I wanted to preview one other piece from the program, which if anybody who knows the large orchestral literature, who may have seen advertisements for this concert, may well wonder how on earth could this be possible, which is to turn Richard Strauss's big tone poem for massive orchestra, Till Eulenspiegel's Merry Pranks, into an 8-minute piece for five players. And a fellow named Franz Hasenerl did exactly that. He was an Austrian composer. He called it Till Eulenspiegel einmal anders, which means once again or another way, I guess. And Terry, you're involved in this piece as well, and you've been commenting to me as we've listened to Stravinsky, as you've commented before, that it's very, very difficult to try to do this without a conductor, which is what I'm cajoling you all to do, even though it's only for five players. And what makes that true?
Well, there's something in music called syncopation, for one thing, where instead of playing on the beat, you're playing off the beat, you hold things over. And, you know, when Strauss wrote this music, he assumed that since it was a very big orchestra, a humongous orchestra, there would be a conductor. And a conductor will always give beats. And when you play all these continuous syncopations, you won't get off track. And without a conductor, it's really easy to get off track. And we plan not to get off track. That makes it difficult.
Plan not to get off track.
Yes.
Surely you won't.
Yes.
Well, it's kind of a tour de force. It takes all the themes, the major themes from the piece, and really just collapses this 15-minute work into about 8 minutes. And I think it's marvelously effective arrangement. Here's at least part of the Till Eulenspiegel, Einmal anders, Another Way, music by Strauss, as arranged by Hassan Earl and played here by Chicago Pro Musica on Live and Local. And that turned out to be all of Till Eulenspiegel, Einmal anders, Another Way, a takeoff on or reduction of Till Eulenspiegel's Merry Pranks, the massive tone poem that really lasts about 15 minutes or so for a very large orchestra by Richard Strauss. Franz Hassenerl reduced it for 8 to 8 minutes and just five players. And we heard members of Chicago Pro Musica play it here on Live and Local. And you can hear members of the Prairie Ensemble, including Terry Meyer, bassoonist, who's been my guest on Live and Local today. They're going to be playing the concert Sunday night at 6:30 at the Canopy Club in Urbana on Goodwin Avenue. And for more information, you can go to, I should add that the doors open at 6 o'clock. And if you want to get a seat at one of the cafe tables, then you probably want to get there as early as possible. Otherwise, it will be sort of theater seating. And you can get more information at prairieensemble.org or call their number at 217-355-9077. And I'm Kevin Kelly, host of Live and Local, and I am the music director for the Prairie Ensemble, full disclosure there. I was hoping to give you a preview of something on the University of Illinois Symphony Orchestra concert tomorrow night, but unfortunately I cannot find their program anywhere, and I assumed I could have found it, and so I didn't actually ask the conductor earlier, which I should have done. So I don't have that preview because I don't know what to tell you they're playing. I will, however, tell you some other things that are happening in our area, including a concert tonight by the Pacifica Quartet. It's the third installment of their cycle of all of the Shostakovich string quartets. That's at 7:30 tonight at the Krannert Center in Urbana. Singer-songwriter Ben Bedford is going to be in downtown Champaign tonight at the Aroma Cafe at 7 o'clock. The University of Illinois Jazz Combos are at the Iron Post in Urbana tonight at 7 o'clock. The Sugar Prophets and it's the Champaign-Urbana Barbecue Open Blues Jam are at Co-Fusion in downtown Champaign tonight at 10 o'clock. And there's going to be some music by the Robert E. Brown Center for World Music at the opening reception for the current exhibition of the Krannert Art Museum. That is on Peabody Drive on the University of Illinois campus in Champaign. That's tonight at 6 o'clock. Tango Buenos Aires is at Sangamon Auditorium in Springfield tomorrow night at 8 o'clock, and we will be having an interview about that program on tomorrow's Live and Local. The Boneyard Jazz Quintet is at the Iron Post in Urbana tomorrow night at 5 o'clock. Paige Lupchow, hoping I'm saying her name right, is at Clark Bar in Champaign tomorrow night from 6:30 to 9. Rebecca Williams plays folk acoustic and a little soul at Indigo Artist Co-op tomorrow night in downtown Champaign at 7 o'clock. And on Saturday at the Iron Post in Urbana, it's Kevin Hart's Vibe Tribe. That's at 6 o'clock. Kevin Hart has been involved in various ensembles over the years. And I actually have here a 2005 recording that Kevin was with. I'm not sure how many, if any, of these musicians on this recording are in the current ensemble, but I thought I'd give an example of Kevin's performances. This is a piece by Mike Coker called Donnie's Tempo, named, I presume, for the pianist in this ensemble, Donnie Heitler. Kevin Hart is on vibes, Mike Nellis on guitar, Tim Brickner on bass, and Jeff Magby on percussion here on Live and Local. That's Kevin Hart's quintet, which doesn't really have a name on this particular CD. It's a CD called The Road to Everywhere. It's just with Kevin Hart. Kevin Hart is the vibraphonist and also plays various other instruments on some of these pieces, with pianist Donnie Heitler, guitarist Mike Nellis, bassist Tim Brickner, and percussionist and drummer Jeff Magby. That's Mike Coker's tune called Donnie's Tempo. And you can hear Kevin Hart and his Vibe Tribe at the Iron Post in Urbana Saturday night at 6 o'clock. Also at the Iron Post on Sunday is going to be the George Turner Quartet, also playing jazz. That is at 7 o'clock Sunday night, Iron Post in Urbana. For more information on Iron Post concerts, by the way, you want to go to MySpace Music, and they list their whole schedule on there. Thanks for joining us on Live and Local today. We'll be featuring an interview with a member of the Parker String Quartet. We'll be at the Krannert Center Sunday afternoon, and also Tango Buenos Aires at Sangamon Auditorium in Springfield tomorrow night. That'll be tomorrow's show at noon. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WYNL-FM and HD1 and HD2 Urbana, with translators W266 AF Urbana and W293 AF Danville. We have support from the Corkscrew Wine Emporium, 203 North Vine Urbana, with wines for the serious collector to the first-time buyer. Wine tastings are held on Saturdays in Bouvon Wine Bar. This Saturday's tasting from 2 to 6 p.m. features a selection of wines from Down Under, Australia, and New Zealand. More information is at thecorkscrew.com. WYNL is a member-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois.